Starting as early as 2021, the position of State Superintendent of Public Instruction will no longer be elected by Hoosier voters. The Republican-controlled Senate voted 29-19 yesterday to eliminate the elected position and make the state's highest educator an appointed Secretary of Education. House Bill 1005 was originally approved late last year by the Indiana General Assembly. The switch from an elected to an appointed position was planned to happen in 6 years, in 2025. The date was moved up from 2025 to 2021 after the current state superintendent, Jennifer McCormick, announced late last year she would not seek a second term next year. Mark Stoops is a Democratic state senator whose district includes Monroe County. Stoops is also a member of the Senate Education Committee. He says the switch will no longer require school teaching experience as a prerequisite for the state's highest-ranking educator. He expressed concern that the governor's appointed person may be more focused on business than on education.
The concern is that person is going to be a business person because the Republicans are pushing to make this a business. The fact that now it's in this appointed position and that the legislature has this chance to make sure that whoever the governor appoints has the experience in public education that would allow them to make the best decisions in regards to public education. But I believe what the supermajority and the governor have in mind is that this is an opportunity to advance turning our public schools over to businesses, which is very similar to what they would call school choice or school reform. And that's when the vouchers were created, which have moved so far about $150 million just into private schools. And this is something that I think the Republicans have been moving towards nationwide. Indiana is at the forefront with the supermajority. They've been very successful at transferring public dollars into private business hands.
The new governor-appointed Secretary of Education will be in charge of running a $6 billion state agency overseeing education for kindergarten through 12th grade students. Stoops says the original measure, which passed the legislature in 2017, was a Republican response to a Democrat, Glenda Ritz, holding the state superintendent's office for the first time in 40 years.
We had a superintendent of public instruction that was a Democrat, and she actually won more votes than the governor, Governor Pence, at the time in that election. And she was very adamant in her support of public schools and her opposition to expanding the voucher program. There were strong disagreements. The State Board of Education, which was appointed positions by the governor, so that time Governor Pence, and some carrying over from Governor Daniels, that were continuing to put the emphasis on shifting money to these private, mostly religious schools. About 95% of the schools that get vouchers are religious schools. And they don't really have the same requirements that public schools do, including on who they have to admit. So when it came to 2016, the McCormick won for superintendent of public instruction. And at that time, the Republicans thought, okay, well, we have somebody that's a little more malleable to our grand scheme. And that turned out not to be the case. As a matter of fact, she's proven to be very ethical and again, very committed to public schools.
Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb has encouraged the state's legislature to consider increases to teacher salaries. The average teacher salary in Indiana is lower than any surrounding states. That bill is currently being considered in the legislature, which would adopt it into the state budget. The current budgetary, or long legislative session, is about halfway over. House Bill 1005 passed on the state Senate floor yesterday after 2 p.m. The bill will now go to Governor Holcomb's desk to be signed into law later this or next week. For WFHB, I'm Rasha Kamhawi.